Welcome back to the Goons Podcast. The only podcast in the world at all.
You meant to podcast. I don't know if that's true.
I'm not sure if that checks out exactly.
Honestly, I don't know what I was going to say after that, so I guess that works. We're literally the only podcast. If you're listening to another podcast, it's not real.
It's not. You can only like this podcast and subscribe to it.
Correct. Also, we're all living in a simulation and nothing else is real.
And download this on Spotify. Download it right now for us.
This podcast is actually the only thing that is real. Nothing else is.
Yeah.
The only other things that are real are the like button and subscribe button.
Yes.
And the comment section.
Yes.
If somebody's on a severe amount of drugs listening to this, they are going to lose their mind.
Also, the skip ad button isn't real. You have to watch it.
Okay, you can't say that.
If you have ad block on, you're going to die in purgatory.
Okay, we can say that.
If you have asthma, you're cool and epic. Welcome.
Yes, I knew it.
So are we just going to spend this whole hour naming cool and not cool things?
No.
I'm fine with that.
I think we should discuss the rebrand.
Oh, no.
Oh, we should talk about that because it was dope as hell.
It was kind of just like rebrand. Out of the blue.
I forgot.
Yeah, we just like all of a sudden had a new thumbnail last week where it was just a different thing.
You in a house.
Oh, we paid someone and they did this cool little thing.
I'm not talking about I'm talking about the logo on the thumbnail.
Yeah, what? What?
That's
we're
what
all
talking
about
the same thing.
Yes. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the little house picture that.
Yeah, no, we rebranded to a house photo, guys.
The Goons brand is just a picture of a house. Now the house
with
podcast.
With McNasty in the window. That's our new brand now.
Gross.
All right.
But yeah, well, awesome.
And it looks like a Bionicle mask, so, you know, if you like Bionicles.
Yeah, I saw somebody commented, they were like, dope. Somebody said, like, oh, it's Halloween week, and the Goons decided to remove the skeleton and create some weird phoenix art.
Phoenix art?
Phoenix?
Like, sounds like some anime aids.
Yeah, what is a phoenix art?
I guess they saw the logo and thought it was some kind of like phoenix, like a bird.
I don't know how
something.
You got that, son.
A bird?
Yeah, it's literally it's a skull.
It's not like it's not like an ink blotch where it's like, what do you see here? It's literally a skull.
Yeah,
it's modern art.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty straightforward and obvious.
What kind of drugs are you on? Whoever left that comment.
You know what? I think we should bring back public execution for that guy or girl.
Yeah, probably.
There's three girls that listen to us.
This podcast will never get sponsors.
We should probably, I think it's a good idea to clear up that being, so we recently joined Misfits Management.
You've
seen that on Twitter.
Yes.
That does not mean that we are automatically best friends with Fitz and Swagger and Toby and are going to be playing with them all the time.
Yes, it does. We live with them now. We're in Australia.
No, we're literally getting married. We moved
we're
to
in Australia.
The Misfits house.
I left every Missouri. Creator that's with Misfits Management will all live in the same house together.
No, we all live in, it's not. It's a barn. They didn't even let us live in the house.
Terrible.
That would be awful. There'd be like 100 people there.
If it was like the size of like the Pentagon.
That would be the most unproductive house.
True.
Oh, yeah. It would also be very loud.
Pentagon. Yeah.
And lots of drugs.
Yeah. Glad we got that sorted.
But yeah, I was seeing people comment
that clears
like,
that up.
I was seeing people comment just like, what does this mean being with Misfits Management? They were like, oh that means they're
tied to Misfits.
That means they're
now?
Gonna record with Fitz and Swagger now.
Well, I mean, we've done that anyway.
They're a management company, so we are. They're also the people who did the rebrand and stuff too. So.
Also, I feel like I need to point something else out because a lot of people were getting like triggered by this. We did not ditch Grizzy at any point.
Oh,
Grizzy was always a good friend of the Goons brand. He was never officially part of it. He just wanted to come on whenever we had, you know, whenever he had free time or whatever. It wasn't like a dedicated thing for him at any point. He was never part of the Goons, just a good friend of ours. So we did not ditch him in the brand. There was no falling out. There's no drama. Yeah. We still play with him. Well,
if anything,
they don't, because all you guys played was Siege together, but I still play Warzone with him sometimes. We're still good friends. There's nothing, no bad blood there.
Just want to say that if I lived in a house with all you guys, I would doo-doo and not flush on purpose. All
right, well, I'm going to continue off
I feel like you do that anyway.
The normal topic. Grizzy is, we asked Grizzy if he wanted to be part of the Goons, and he wasn't sure at first, and just kind of eventually decided that he didn't want to like commit himself to a brand. So that's why he's not part of the podcast.
Here we go. Yay! Yep. Now you guys can stop making stupid-ass comments. All right. Okay, should we talk about an actual thing now that we've got that?
Yeah, carrots.
An actual topic.
Carrots are a thing.
I would also doo-doo and not flush if I lived with you guys. I would take
it. I feel like both of you already do that and are now just saying it again.
And what's wrong with that, Blark? It's 2020.
It's kind of fucking gross.
What about carrots?
You think I chose to be this
flush?
Way? You think...
Do you ever flush, or do you just, like, let it pile up?
You think it's a choice?
To flush your toilet? Absolutely.
Wow. I did not expect this from Blarg. Maybe from McNasty, but not from Blarg.
Unbelievable.
I don't know. I believe that you were born with the inability to flush.
I think there's some underlying things here. I feel like this might be disguised as another
I think that when you were really young, your parents tried to force you to flush. But around the age, like, 9, 10, you really just started, like, leaving the shit in the toilet and walking away.
Yeah, they tried to give me, like, flush conversion therapy, and it really scarred me.
They tried to give you, like, a toilet doll, to like with a little flusher, and they were like, oh, this is how you use it, boom, boom, boom. And then 9 or 10, you're like, you know what? This really isn't me. This is not
pray the non-flush away, and it didn't work. Anyway, let's talk about something.
Just still going, huh? Just gonna let that keep on going. I was just waiting. I was like, surely they're at the end now. Nope. All right, Soup, you posted a good topic. Did we talk about that last podcast?
I did something good?
In the podcast talking points.
You got a C-.
Did we talk about that last week?
Wait, what now?
I don't remember if we talked about that last week. If you were wrongfully put in asylum, would you convince them that you're actually sane? Like, how would you convince them you're actually sane?
That would be tough for me.
Did we talk about it last week? I can't even remember.
At the top of my lungs.
Okay, that would not help your situation at all.
That would dab furiously. Just start dabbing.
Dab. Okay, that would.
Well,
that
I couldn't convince a lady to let me into PAX one year.
Like, oh yeah,
they're supposed to let.
Oh
YouTubers
yeah, I remember
in,
that.
And I pulled up my YouTube channel. And I pulled up a video that I'm in, like, talking, where you can see my whole body, and I'm, like, standing there. I'm like, this is me. And she was just like, you could have photoshopped that.
You could have photoshopped that.
It is a moving video, woman.
It was, like, the president at this party. Like, why was the security so tight?
I've never had an issue getting in anything at PAX.
I was like, dude, let me the fuck in, please. So yes, I photoshopped myself on a fucking video.
On a moving video. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a deep fake.
I feel like Photoshop has just lost its actual meaning as a program, and now any sort of thing that's like faked is now just called Photoshop.
Photoshop is definitely a verb now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Down. Yeah. I feel like boomers fucked that all up. They don't know anything else, so they just say this video is photoshopped. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, old people suck, dude. I wish honestly. That we could just, like, not have old people.
Whoa. I say we just nuke Florida and get the old people out of the way.
Well, our Twitter group chat is called Old People Killing Cult.
That is true.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. I actually forgot about that.
Well, it used to be guns and other word, but we changed that. I realize saying other word vaguely sounds like something extremely racist.
Really
it is not.
Bad. It's
it
not,
was not
it's
racist.
Not
it was not.
It's that.
Not
that
the hard
word.
R word. Just
it
the
was the word you can also say with we at the beginning.
We.
What?
Well, huh?
Guns and not smart.
Are you going down?
Guns and mentally disabled.
I was saying you could say that word with we. At the beginning.
Guns like, and slow.
We in the ending of Pop
what
Tart.
What are you saying?
We Tart.
Yeah.
It's not we the word at all.
Tart.
Okay. I don't think our fans are as slow as us. I think they got it. I think we can move on.
I got it.
We haven't even answered the question.
What was
Why
the question?
Do we always do
okay,
that?
The question is if you were wrongfully put into an insane asylum, how would you convince them that you're actually sane and not just pretending to be sane?
Show them my YouTube channel. Actually,
Mark thought
good
it was
yet.
A good question. I thought it was kind of dumb, but I put it in anyway.
Well, I thought you guys might have some interesting answers, but clearly you fucking don't. The goons are washed up, man.
I would probably whip a Nene and Dab and show them these stank-ass white boy moves. I don't know.
Stank-ass white boy moves.
I would just ask them what I can do to prove that I'm sane. And then prove it to
them. That's exactly what an insane person
would. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
No, how? An insane person would just, I'm insane, I promise!
You know, not all insane people are fucking running around yelling like Helen Keller.
Yeah. Kiss a cow! I want to kiss a cow!
I'm insane!
That's not what happens. There's insane, like what about like Jeffrey Dahmer? Like, he was a relatively normal.
He was a mass murderer. He didn't go to his fucking insane asylum. It's Salem witch trials.
Dude, what would you do?
Back it up on that dick.
Oh,
probably. I'd probably just give a guard a little blow. You know what I'm saying?
I want to keep you logged up for a little bit longer.
I can't imagine what it'd be like to drop the soap in like a sane asylum instead
you'd probably
of like
get a finger up your butt.
Oh, 100%.
You'd probably get like a rubber chicken or something weird.
Yeah,
just like a slide whistle up your ass.
Duracell battery.
Honestly, cock. I'd take a Duracell battery up my ass before a cock.
Yeah, really.
You probably get like a Larry
take
the Lobster
shit,
figurine.
Like, double, sometimes probably triple the width of a Duracell battery. It probably wouldn't hurt so bad.
Soup, what did you say? A Larry the Lobster.
I said you'd probably get a Larry the Lobster figurine up your ass.
Is that just like a common thing for people to smuggle into the asylums?
I would smuggle it. I got one on my desk right now.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
I have a handsome Squidward figurine.
I just picture
what
like
items. Items do you guys keep on your desk that you like need at all times?
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh, that is a good one. I
can run you by my whole desk setup.
I have Dove Men Plus Care, fresh and clean.
God, you're such a high maintenance. You really are. Like, dude, woman, he also keeps his antacid tablets on his desk, too. Let me just point that out.
No, I did that.
Get my blood pressure, man.
I did that for like a week, and then I realized I never used them.
Yeah,
so.
I did it for a week. Uh-huh.
I got my oatmeal package in my warm
okay, all right, don't talk about oatmeal.
Yeah, that dude's probably got that.
I'm the
so
old
you
man.
Can.
You're, like, defending oatmeal.
Dude is probably going to be in like the nicest nursing home.
The nicest.
You're going to get posted up in like the nicest nursing home in Missouri.
Going to be posh as hell.
I feel like I don't know if there is nice nursing homes in Missouri.
They're
going
to wheelchair you to a dinner table full of meth and oatmeal.
I feel like this is a normal Missouri hospital. Like,
yeah,
that's,
honestly.
It's not unusual.
Time for your meth.
I'm genuinely curious. I'm still curious about what you guys keep on your desk.
Give you a rundown. Okay. What's weird?
And lube.
Why do you have it? Okay, that's even more weird.
I got a chicken wing from 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, I have a handsome Squidward figurine still in the box. I have a Minions lunchbox. I have a Minion plushie. And then
how much coom is on that plushie?
Oh, dude, so much. And then there's this company called Bear Brick, and they make like these plastic figurines that like stupid hypebeasts buy for like $400. Mm-hmm. And I have a Minion one on my desk of that as well.
So you're calling yourself stupid?
I didn't buy it. Smitty bought it, so yeah.
So you're calling Smitty stupid.
Oh, absolutely. And then I have 3 candles.
I have...
What a gateway to end that.
I have 3 cans of dip, a fidget spinner. A Mountain Dew hat, a spit cup.
This is the most American shit.
I have on my other desk. I have a Glock on my other desk. I have a Larry the Lobster figurine.
It's got to be a flag. There has to be a flag.
Notes.
There's no flag.
That is the
and my clan outfit. Okay, never
mind. Okay, dude, your desk is not real. Like that is so like generic America. Like I feel like that's what every European just imagines is going on every American's desk, and they're right. Like that's the fucked up part.
I know what Dude has on his desk.
Yeah, what?
Dust.
Okay,
dude, the picture that you sent of your
setup is cursed.
Dude, that setup gave me like anxiety just looking.
You
at
should
it.
Post that on Twitter.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Just post like, that.
Just to
I
see,
dare
like,
you to post that and say rate my setup.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it right now.
Do it.
I feel like I don't even
post
it's
it,
too
post
hard
it on
to
the
even
Goons
like
Twitter. Post it on the Goons Twitter
yeah,
so people
yeah, there you go.
We can encourage people
right,
to follow.
All right, well, I'll do that after the podcast cuz I don't remember the login for that, but
yeah, everyone go right. Rate Dude's set up on the Goons Twitter at Goons PC. Go look at that fucking dog shit.
It's so bad.
What is wrong with it?
Like, there's just no excuse because you're like the wealthiest out of all of us by a significant margin.
And you're literally YouTube's rock star, and you're in like a trailer of a setup. Like,
not even
like the bathroom of a trailer,
dude. You have literally played with Dragon Force, and you're just in like a cubicle. Like,
well, okay, so I've played with Dragon Force, so I should like be gaming in a mansion in a palace. I should sit on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, not even that. Give yourself a fucking like 5 foot space at least. God damn.
Yeah. You literally roll back half an inch and slam into your bed. It's like,
that is the one thing that I don't like. Yeah.
You know what's funny is I always wondered, like, whenever you would record guitar and then switch over to piano, I always imagined, like, you had to turn your camera significantly and, like, edit it.
I don't.
And then after I saw that setup picture, I was like, yeah, you just turn your left is right there.
Yeah. No, when I do that little, like, panning thing, that's literally just done in the editing software. I don't have to move the camera at all. Because
just, like, half an inch to the left.
Yeah, it's really easy for the camera to pick up the whole room. It's not very difficult. It's a small-ass room. I mean, it's like a normal-sized room, really. It's not... It's just that I also live in here. Like, I sleep in here. That's the problem.
That's the issue. It's like, if it was just your bedroom or just your office, it'd be fine. Because, like, there's nothing wrong with a small room. But the fact that, like, this is your job. You spend, like, 24 hours a day in that fucking 2x2 foot
Dude, you're
area.
Gonna feel liberated when you have just an extra foot of space.
Yeah. Well, the plan would be to take like the master bedroom of the place I get and turn that into the office, and I'll sleep in like a smaller room.
That'd actually be kind of sick.
Yeah.
I never even thought of that. Actually,
I don't like
that in there. Shoot me in the head.
I don't like too much open space in an office because it's hard. About an office, it's hard to fill up space.
I guess.
Well, not only that, but it's just like. With a master bedroom, you have you can put a big ass bed that takes up a good chunk of the room.
You could also turn an office into like a music room. That'd be sick. Like if you put your drums in piano.
Dude, that'd be cool. Yeah.
You see, because I want to be able to have all my guitars on a rack, like right next to me for like when I'm recording. Because right now they're all in like cases, like strung about my room. So if somebody's like, "Oh, let me hear something on the Hello Kitty," I have to like go like get it out of a case. I want to be able to have them like just like all next to
me. Why don't you just buy like one of those like 9 guitar racks? That's what I have.
It won't fit in here.
Why don't you put buy the
put it on your bed.
Buy the guitar racks you can nail into the wall and like hang on the wall.
No, put it on the side of the bed you don't sleep on.
Oh, that's kind of full over there.
What do you keep on your bed?
I'll show you guys.
Are you one of those
people
that just keep laundry on your bed? I'm gonna fucking punch you in the head.
Dude, I've had laundry on my bed for like 4 days, and I've just been
you're
like,
the worst.
I know it's terrible. I know I need to clean it up. But like,
those of you listening to this podcast, and if you have anything on your bed other than pillows and blankets and like maybe a stuffed animal, if you're a little bitch, you deserve to name me in front of a car.
I'm gonna go move my stuffed animal.
I just imagine, dude, like you just like when you go to bed, you just stand up on your chair and jump into bed. There's no like, walking area.
I just dive bombs into.
I very easily could do that, yeah.
And you only weigh like 14 pounds too, so you just like float down on the bed gently.
You think
like a butterfly?
He just like falls like a piece of paper. He's like not even straight down. It's like back and forth.
Yeah, gravity ain't got nothing on this 14-pound temple of a body of mine.
Well, now that we've roasted your setup for a good 20 minutes, what do you actually like keep on your desk?
Oh, my desk is probably the most normal. I have like a water bottle graveyard on my desk. That's one of the biggest problems with mine. I have so many empty water bottles. I have a pocket knife thing. I've got an expired Amazon gift card.
Read the code out.
It's expired.
Prove it.
I have a book on oceanography holding up this giant monitor, and I have a brick sitting on the giant monitor so that it doesn't fall forward and crush me.
Oh my god!
You have a brick on your monitor? Wait, what?
You're the richest ghetto person I've ever known in my life.
Listen.
Do you know how much a monitor mount costs?
Trash. No, like,
$8.
I don't want to mount it because, listen, there's like a bunch of lighting behind it, so I don't want to take the lighting down.
No, you can buy mounts that are literally just like mini tables that your thing sits on.
Lick my little boy.
Not like
sack.
The one that you have to screw into the back.
No, he uses an oceanography book and a brick.
In his defense, if it ain't broke, don't fix
textbooks.
Exactly. So yeah, there's a bunch of textbooks from high school that I never read, propping up that top monitor because, you know, I got like the triangle formation, and then that monitor up there. It's that one that we got from. Can I say that? The one that drops
yeah,
on us.
Drop. Yeah.
That ultra wide one. So it's heavy and it's like top heavy. So it wants to fall forward all the time. So I've got some bricks out on my backyard and I brought them in and I just. I've put them on
why
the
do you
feet.
Just have bricks too?
Missouri. So
Missouri's a weird place, bro. I don't think I've ever seen a brick just laying somewhere.
Well, a lot of people that build houses over here, if they have leftover stuff,
yeah,
they just leave it in your yard.
Yeah, there's...
I mean, you paid for it, so it's just like extra shit, and people will take it and use it for like crafts or whatever.
Yeah.
Or
keeping their monitor from falling.
Or holding up monitors.
Or holding up monitors preventing death.
Yeah, expensive pieces of electronic equipment, you know.
I would honestly be scared in putting all my faith into a brick.
It's too
keeping
bricks.
My monitor from...
No, that's too.
Well, you put faith in the bricks to hold your house up.
Yeah.
So.
Well, no, there's wood under there.
Man,
you could add some wood to your monitor. Just
it's weird to me that, like ever since, even before I did YouTube, I've always, like, taken pride in, like, my gear setup.
Well,
you're
picky as fuck
yeah.
with gear.
But you're high maintenance.
Very.
Like
yeah, you're also an audiophile. You're a little diva.
A little diva.
McNasty's a little diva.
Yeah.
Dude, I literally kept one of my VR sensors on like a stacked up of like four or five cardboard boxes one time when I was doing VR in my room.
I mean, shit, it works like temporarily. I just, you know, I would upgrade from what Dew has a little bit, but I don't need a McNasty setup either.
Nah.
Like, I'm pretty content with what I have. Just a fucking desk with some monitors sitting on it and some
Yeah, I do too. I have like to my left I have a printer because it was a free printer when I moved in here, and then I have my three monitors in the middle, and to the right I have my PC.
I feel like you would spend a lot of money on a hat that would hold drinks for you, let a straw come into your mouth.
You'd be like,
honestly,
dude, it's a
that
good
sounds
investment
like something
in
you
gym.
Would do.
Yeah, no, that's but Soup would use like a $3 one, or he'd make one himself.
Oh
with, like,
yeah, I'd
get
one from like the dollar store, or I'd duct tape
and it'd have like a crab
to, like,
on it or something,
a baseball hat.
Yeah.
My point is, I don't use old high school books to prop things up, is my point.
I'm glad we got to
if
the
if I need to mount a monitor, I'm going to buy a $15 monitor.
You don't know anything about mounting anything.
Okay,
dude, that seems
there.
A little ironic.
He's yeah.
Dude, for the longest time, I recorded like my video stuff with my cell phone on a selfie stick.
That's what Grizzy did.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, Grizzy used to record.
Yeah, that's like
he used to not even record his screen. He would have himself being recorded through his iPhone of him playing a game. So it'd just be like this blurry two resolution game in the background, and just like a just a Grizzy playing.
Do you guys remember flip cameras?
Oh yeah.
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 I used to keep a flip camera on a tripod and record my TV.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
That is that's sad.
See, hey, it worked.
See, he's been around since like 2008.
Whatever you got to do to start, you just got to start, kids.
I had a video on an old channel where I recorded my TV with a flip camera, and it got like 100,000 views. So,
wasn't it like Mario or something?
It was, yeah. I think I talked about it before. Yeah.
I think the most ghetto shit I ever did is, so when I first installed Fraps, that's what I Fraps. Used at first, like everyone.
Mm-hmm.
When I first installed Fraps, when you hit record and like when it shows that it's being recorded, it'll be like in
your
the top right of your screen.
Gets full.
Well, that
5 minutes.
And that and at the top right of your monitor, it would show like a red circle. And I didn't want that to show up in my recording because I wanted my screen to look clean. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't actually show up in your recording. It just it's an overlay. But I didn't know that, so I was like, "Fuck! How am I going to tell if I like have it recording or not?" So I just put a Sharpie over my ear. And like a construction worker keeps like the pencils above their ear. I did that when I was recording or not recording, and I got completely lost on it, and I ended up recording everything I didn't want to record and didn't record any of the stuff I wanted to record.
I used to record with Fraps, and it would fill up your hard drive so fast that I would go and like get like a funny clip, put it in Vegas and render it so it would make it smaller.
Ugh.
And then like delete the raw recording.
I remember one time I fucking rendered a whole recording out, and I was like, why is this taking so long? Everyone says rendering takes like 10 minutes. And it was like a 2.5 hour recording with Fraps just being rendered in Vegas. It was like going to take like 2 days.
That would crash like, our computers now.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly. Holy shit. It didn't crash anything. It just was going to take a very, very long time.
God, OBS has us so spoiled now. We literally just press a button.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. Yep.
Press F9. So
nice. I still don't use OBS. I refuse to.
What do you use?
Conform. Shadow. I use Shadowplay.
Oh, right. You're living in 2010.
Cool. Honestly, I like Shadowplay. All right. I just have a soft spot for it. I'd fuck it.
Stupid.
You would fuck a program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fair enough. Glad we got that sorted.
On my hard drive or something. I
think the only ghetto thing. I think the only ghetto thing I ever did as far as like my setup and stuff is when I got my first PC, it was set up on my dad's kitchen table.
You did that not that long ago.
That was like last year. Yeah.
Oh, I had to when I moved back to where I live now. I had to because I didn't have a...
Yeah, we would be recording and like McNasty's dad would come in and he'd be like, whoa!
my favorite
was my dad Santa. Son.
Where's the ham sandwich? Eric the bear.
I think my favorite thing ever is when we made him say... We made him say Greg Paul on the mic, and it literally sounded identical.
It was the same person.
Oh, yeah.
Your
dad McNasty's
just came
dad
in and just
sounds exactly Greg Paul.
McNasty's dad could be in like half of the videos, and we would know.
I should just have my dad do like sponsorship for me.
Yeah, I was gonna say, just have your dad do ad reads for you. Just give him like a grand.
Like a grand.
There you go, dad.
Diva as hell. I don't want to do this ad read.
Unbelievable.
Don't want to
you
take the
actually,
2 minutes
like,
out of your day.
Give him a computer and let him play with us sometime.
Yeah,
and we'll see
so
if we
fun.
Can tell a difference. Like,
he
the same
is
mic
the
and
most
everything.
Technologically just retarded person I've ever.
Whoa.
Known.
Yeah, I like how we danced around that word a lot at the beginning of the podcast, and you just let it rip there.
Well,
it.
There's no way. There's no way the main reviewers are watching 30 minutes of this shit, yeah, so yeah. We're good.
We could probably like at like the 45 minute mark of a podcast just hard R, boom, throw it in.
No, no, we are not doing.
Yeah,
absolutely not doing
sponsors
that.
Sponsors would be cool at some point, so I'm gonna request that you not do that.
Yeah, like I said, my dad is very just technologically just like doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Like he types
does
like
he like
he types like four words, four words per minute with his index fingers.
Oh, that's gonna
he's
say.
Like, just,
he
has his two index fingers pointing out like a T-Rex. And just one letter at a time.
I was going to ask, does he type like a fucking idiot and just like hammer the keys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, even my dad doesn't do that.
He texts like that too. Like he'll hold his whole phone with his left hand and type with his one finger on his right hand.
Oh, dude, I almost beat the shit out of my grandma one time.
Huh?
Okay.
What? That is out of left field.
What? You type slow. Die.
That's
well,
it,
we did say
home.
Earlier we hate old people. So.
True. Yeah. Actually, go off, King. Go
this
ahead.
Is the kill old, but, old people podcast.
So we fucking
rebrand.
I
again.
Didn't want to do this. This was my. I don't remember what fucking grad it was. I guess it would have been high school. And obviously, nobody wants to fucking take pictures with their family because this is fucking annoying. But my grandma was like, "Oh, I'll take a picture of you with your mom and dad." And every time she'd go to press the camera button on the iPhone, she'd press it like it's an actual fucking button. So she'd like jam her finger into it and it would fucking blur the whole photo because she would put so much pressure on it, it would turn the phone. And bro, we probably sat there. We probably sat there for 30 minutes trying to get her to not take a blurry picture. I was ready to rock my grandma on the
what
head.
What a dumb old
dude,
cunt.
I took my grandma's iPhone when she first got it. And I took a picture.
Dick pic?
I took a picture of myself, like holding it at like my stomach and like up my face, so it just looked like some cursed photo of me. And I put it as her wallpaper, and she left it for the longest time. And I was like, "Why?" And I seen it like a week later. I was like, "Why have you not changed this?" And she was just like, "It's a good picture of you. I like it."
Aww,
it's just the most, it's the most
so
cursed.
They'd support anything
it was such a
you
bad
do, man.
It's like a double chin photo.
So yeah, just
you know?
Like a double chin, just awful.
Just a picture of you smiling, stabbing a dude in the street. It's like, ah, I just it's so cute of you.
So cool.
I like your outfit. You're so handsome.
I could show up to my grandparents' house tomorrow with like horse shit rubbed all over my face and body. She'd be like, "Oh, don't worry about that. Like you're just my cute
have
little
you
boy
eaten today.
Yeah,
don't
worry about my food." Just not even like worried about the shit. Just, hey, are you hungry or what's going on?
You just show up missing a leg.
We haven't been eating sugar. Come here and eat.
Did you need that leg? Get a cube of that.
What's this sugar? I think my grandma's lifestyle is like what I want to be when I'm older, though. She literally does nothing but smoke like 6 packs of cigarettes a day, just drinks full case of beer, just gets fucking hammered and paints. Just that's it. That's the full day. Wake up 4 a.m., get
cool
drunk by 6 a.m.
I'm cool with that, but not the cigarettes.
Oh my God. Getting drunk at 6 a.m. sounds terrible.
When you're grandma, it's fine. Who cares?
You do whatever the hell you want once you're past 95. Yeah. It don't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
No more.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw this. You're above the law. Video. I saw this video of like the oldest man in this county or whatever, and I think he was like 100. He was over 100, and he was just like, "Yeah, I drink me a fifth of whiskey every day, and smoke like 2 cigars." Just like
boys
Grim
living.
Reaper, please take me.
Sometimes I just jump off the bridge for fun, see what happens.
It's so bizarre that people can smoke tons and tons of cigarettes for like 100 years and live.
Yeah,
not yeah.
And
not
then there's some people who smoke like 4 packs and then die.
Yeah.
Okay, like, I don't know about that. That might be a bit
like,
extreme.
There's people who like vape a couple times and they just can't breathe anymore and they die. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
Is that true?
Some people, yeah, vape does kill people, but don't what? Vape, kids.
Really?
Yeah, people have been dying from vaping recently.
No. Without,
I have no idea. I used to vape because it tastes like.
What do you mean?
Beer.
Do your research.
Do your research, liberal.
All right,
yeah, you liberal.
Facts don't care about my feelings. I forgot about that.
You liberal gay man.
Okay.
Do whatever you want to do. Smoke, drink, do it all.
Puke, fart,
if you want to.
Titty fuck.
Throw dog.
Don't let the Lord tell you you can't fuck titties.
I don't think God ever
Maybe
said that you can't.
Maybe let
do
the
that.
Lord. Yeah.
I don't think that's the one. That's not one of the Ten Commandments.
And
not
on the third day, titties and you're a God and you're.
Third day, he said, don't fuck big titties.
That's what it just says in the Bible. Thou shalt not fuck
they,
man titties.
Did they have fat enough men back then to, like, have man titties?
So.
I don't think there was enough like food
guys.
To be fat.
Yeah.
And when did, like, fat guys get invented? Like, when did that patch come out?
Probably, like,
1776.
All right. Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
America was founded. I don't know. I think Italy was probably like the first fat people because they're just like,
oh yeah, like the mobsters just
bread.
Down, yeah, just down in fucking 3 million carbs a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you have to think too. They lived to be like 25 back then, so they probably just didn't get a chance.
Yeah, everybody's metabolism is good until around 25, I guess too. So they probably just didn't even have a chance to get fat.
Yeah, I don't understand honestly, people better who like days. If you ask them like, oh yeah, if I had a time machine, I'd go back to fucking the 1500s. Where people
and
died when they were 30.
Right.
Yeah, when you're not married by the age of 11, so you get a rock thrown at your head every day. Like
when you're walking down the street and just get stabbed for no reason and people just walk by your corpse.
Yep.
Horse no terror just body. Fucking kills you.
Imagine if you went back in time and brought COVID to like the 1500s.
I don't think the human race
say,
would be
I was going to say
extinct.
like an iPhone.
Oh.
Well, they had worse things. They had the fucking bubonic plague. Infinitely fucking worse than COVID.
Yeah, there's always.
Yeah, but
been
that was Europe.
What? That was
bring
everywhere.
COVID to Native Americans. That's what I'm saying.
Whoa!
All right.
What?
Didn't the Spanish flu? Where'd that come from?
Yeah, that probably was. Spain? Well, I would guess Spanish.
The Spanish
yeah.
virus.
The Spain virus. We're gonna get them back for what they did.
Anywho.
All right.
Anyways, yeah. Fuck a plague, dude. You get fucking cut back then. You bleed out.
Yeah, platelets in the blood weren't invented yet.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, like, if you get a significant
cut, bleed out for 9 days.
God didn't
buff humans
yet. Well,
then you'll probably get infected and you die. Any cut, dude.
I don't know about any
okay.
cut.
I don't know. Dude, you're talking about the 1500s, bro.
Well,
people threw their shit in the street.
People do that
yeah.
in India.
Okay. All right, you are reaching today.
Did you guys ever watch An Idiot Abroad?
No.
Oh, dude, that's such a good show. Ricky Gervais gets one of his friends, and he just sends him to all these places like throughout the world. Oh, it's so good. He went to India, and there was this guy who was walking down the street holding a toilet seat with like legs on it. And he was just walking down the street carrying that, and he was like, it's sad that he has to carry that, knowing at some point in the day he's going to have to take a shit. So he just carries that everywhere he goes.
Is there
just
no
holding
just
a toilet
like,
seat.
Is there no just like bathroom? Like I don't
know.
It.
I guess at certain places they probably don't have them.
You just shit in your hand and throw it? I don't know. Like,
well, I've seen videos of dudes in like China in like a subway where the dude just pulls his pants down and shits, and there's just people walking by him.
And they just it's just a normal thing. They're just like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I saw a video of it was on Reddit the other day. It was in America. Like, this dude was just walking wearing big ass cargo shorts, just shitting while he was walking. And like, bro, he was walking perfectly normal, but you just see like dribbles of turd just like every few steps fall out of his shorts.
Well, I some mean, I dude, guess you might some as well dude, just take it like a champ.
Yeah, well, nobody noticed, and then some dude came up the escalator that was behind him, stepped in the shit, and slid. Like, it was like a cartoon banana slide, but it was this guy's fucking dookie just trailing out of his pants. It's fucking cursed. And that's in America, so I guess people are shitting wherever they want.
Why do we always resort to shit?
We always end up here.
We said that last time. I think we ended talking about shit.
Just always shit.
Well, let's make it a universally fun topic.
It is.
Yeah. It's like we're hammered every podcast and just forget what we talked about the week before. Like, that's what
you know,
we
should talk about shit, boys.
What animal would you be if you could be an animal?
Okay, no.
Wait, no, I don't think everyone answered that.
Squirrel. Squirrel!
Walrus. I don't remember what my answer was.
Yeah, me either.
What about if you, I had a topic of, what animal would you wipe off the planet?
I thought mosquitoes. You were going to say wipe your ass with when you first started saying
that.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say.
A rabbit?
Cat.
Of course.
I already had cat prepped.
Still squirrel.
Really, a rabbit? Why? I feel like the rabbit would be like kicking and shit.
I think any animal is going to be fighting for its life.
What dead animal would you wipe your ass with?
Oh.
A bird?
A bird? It's got a beak.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like feathers won't get your
probably a
shit
whale.
Out. A whale.
Just scooting your ass across a whale. Like a dead bloated whale on the beach.
An octopus.
A swordfish's nose.
Oh, blowfish. God. A porcupine.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sea urchin.
A donkey.
I think we're just naming animals we know now.
Just naming animals that we know.
Wipe my ass with Bowser.
Alligator back.
No, what animal would you just completely wipe off the planet if you could?
Mosquitoes.
Okay. Well, let's say other than mosquitoes, because I feel like that's such a generic answer.
Isn't spiders. That like a, I mean like an animal.
You don't
like
do
a,
that,
how
like
about not bugs? How about not bugs?
Are bugs and insects considered animals?
Yeah.
I don't care. I want them gone.
They're considered bugs.
I'm thinking like
insects.
An animal, because for me it would
genocide
be.
Genocide against mosquitoes. Let's do it. Petition.
Well, for me,
it
they would did be do flies. That in.
Pretty sure that's just bats in general.
No, they did. They did a genocide of mosquitoes in the Bay of Mosquitoes, actually, when they were building the Panama Canal. So that has happened before. People were like all getting yellow fever and dying. So they just literally like nuked mosquitoes off that part of the earth.
Wait, do y'all have mosquito trucks where you live?
No.
What is that?
Yes. So basically some dude, it's actually kind of crappy. Some dude drives down the neighborhood all through every street and they spray chemicals in the air to kill mosquitoes in the summertime. And it's like insanely toxic to humans. So when you hear them coming, it's got like this like...
Does it sound like the ice cream truck?
It sounds like that.
It's just, it sounds like the ice cream truck.
Everybody runs out and dies.
No. So what you're supposed to do, literally, you're supposed to go and you're supposed to turn your air off so you don't suck it in your house and like breathe horrible chemicals. That's
really?
How bad
the
mosquitoes are here. You guys don't have that?
Where I live, they tried this thing where they it was a mosquito truck, but what they did is they released mosquitoes into an area.
Huh?
Why? And as fucked as that sound, as fucked as that sounds, it. So basically, mosquitoes that bite you and suck your blood are always female.
Yeah,
they take your blood and then take it back.
That makes
to like
a lot of sense.
So what they did is they released. Actually, just got that. They released male mosquitoes that had. I think
horny.
They put something into their blood.
Yeah, were they just busy fucking? Like
No.
So they I think the mosquitoes had something in them that would kill the female mosquito.
Sperm.
So when they go and fuck the female mosquito, it would kill
toxic
them
masculinity
and kill the eggs.
They mansplained the female mosquito.
This is how you should actually bite.
They manspread on the mosquito subway.
Isn't that just like a moving pond or river?
All the male mosquitoes just manspread over the state, and the female mosquitoes couldn't
fit
in.
Fit, so they had to leave. Dude, that's genius!
I don't know about that. I don't know if genius is a word I'd use for that.
Genes.
So yeah, so the male mosquitoes had something in them that would kill the female mosquitoes.
Well, they probably just gave them like a parasite or something like that.
Yeah, something, I don't know. It would kill the babies too.
Huh. Interesting.
It's kind of fucked up from like, imagine being the mosquito in that perspective. You just get dicked down and then die. Sounds pretty good, actually.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah.
Isn't that what happens to like male bumblebees? Don't they fucking die or something?
Yeah, their cut little fucking bee dick falls off or something. I don't know. Yeah. Oh no,
that's if they sting you.
Don't they explode?
They sink their shaft into you and then they die.
No, they don't stab you with their fucking cock.
I don't think male bees sting.
Don't ruin this for me.
I think the male bees just get pollen. They all sting.
Honey is just bee vomit.
It's bee jizz.
Bee vomit.
Bee jizz. Somebody call Bill Nye and ask him if it's bee jizz or bee vomit.
All right, hold on.
Bees collect nectar from flowers and they store it in their honey stomach. Balls.
Honey stomach, huh?
It's like a little kid feeding off. They take the thing from the flower and put it in the honey stomachs.
And then honey is essentially bee vomit. Yeah, it is.
It's bee jizz.
Yeah, they feed it to their larva.
They spread it all over.
Bee jizz.
They keep it in their stomachs and regurgitate it.
They keep it in
Do
their
guys
balls.
Ever actually eat honey? I can't remember the last time I've had like actual honey.
Every time I make like little chicken bites, I always like to make like honey and barbecue sauce with them.
I'll put it in a smoothie garlic salt occasionally.
They ever mix honey with peanut butter?
Oh, that's actually a good idea. No, what the fuck? Peanut butter is already sweet as hell.
I used to.
Really?
Yeah.
Like honey
with peanut butter?
That was on my, whenever I played baseball, like one of the things I had to eat.
Oh, like I guess if you just needed like a bunch of protein and like calories.
It was like I had to drink like a fucking gallon of water a day, and my lunch would be peanut butter and honey sandwich. For some reason, I don't know why I couldn't use jelly.
Those are so good.
Because
when you mix the honey with the peanut butter, it's like it makes it like thinner. Like the one thing I don't like about peanut butter is how like thick it is. Like it's just like. I feel like whenever I eat peanut butter, I have to drink, like, milk or something with it.
Well, yeah, you don't want to... It's like eating a biscuit without water.
Yeah. I'm not really a huge fan of peanut butter.
Do you guys have any foods that just make you, like, gag watching other people eat? For me, this fucking kid that I used to hang out with, he used to... he used to put peanut butter in a bowl and then put a tiny bit of milk in and just fucking... eat it with a spoon. It made me gag every
time. Peanut butter cereal? Kind of weird.
I thought it was so fucking disgusting, dude. Yeah, I was like...
I've watched my grandpa and my dad eat an entire spoonful of just straight mayonnaise.
What the fuck?
Like, I like lighter than me, but I could not.
Well, I'm not the one doing it.
Your family.
Fucking nasty.
Yeah, that's nasty.
I've seen my dad take a cold hot dog and just dip it in a tube of mayonnaise and just eat it.
Dude, what your dad hell? Should be arrested. We should
that
kill
should
your
be
dad.
Illegal. mayonnaise glizzy.
He's a weird eater.
You have the audacity to ever make fun of anything I've ever made or eaten when your dad over there taking cold glizzies.
Your dad
over there dipping cold glizzies in mayo. I don't ever want to hear you say, oh, he's eating peanut butter. He eats like a poor person. Screw
but
you.
But it's not me. Well, my dad is a poor person. It's not like my dad makes...
A poor person can go fucking put their goddamn hot dog on a pan, on a stove, or a barbecue, or even a fucking microwave before eating it with mayo.
Well, he just eats it like a snack. It's like, boom.
That's not a
mayonnaise
snack.
Mayonnaise glizzy for a snack.
Cold hot dogs are not a snack.
God.
a granola bar is a snack. Cold glizzy is not...
Oh.
Are those also dipped in mayo?
Nasty, what would you, like, eat for dinner as a kid?
Yeah.
God, this is going to be
you're
in the backyard.
You're 100% one of those people who's like, your mom's like, we have food at home, and it's like ketchup on white bread.
Oh, no. My mom, when I was younger,
syrup sandwich.
My mom has always been a cooker. So when I was younger, I always had, like, good food to eat.
Mm.
Like, we'd either be making, like, Mexican food or like, she'd grill something. We'd eat, like, tri-tip or steak or something or like chicken, grilled chicken.
Well, that's not too bad. Yeah. I just imagine your parents just like put you in the backyard attached to a pole and just let you graze like a cow. Just like that was McNasty's dinner.
I was fully expecting like fried bologna and Slim Jim sandwich or something.
No, I didn't.
I mean, like, up till just recently, you existed off of beef sticks and nothing else.
Yeah, just like a beef stick sous vide and Mountain Dew or something
okay,
weird.
Okay, that was... That was over the span
Mountain
of
Dew seasoned chicken.
6 months. I did not. I ate those beef sticks, and I ate so many of them. I got so fucking tired of them, and I have not touched them since.
Yeah, no shit. That's all you would eat. We'd be sitting in Discord, and I'd just hear you munching away on a stick of beef. Like, that's weird that you kept beef on your desk. Like, that's
well,
so bizarre.
Well,
because
I was on keto, and like, there's not like any snacks you can eat on keto.
That's why keto
sucks.
You just
have bigger meals.
Huh?
You just eat bigger meals.
Yeah, but some, like, people, like, you want a snack.
Big utter beef stick.
What did you eat? Soup, and you were on the carnivore diet. What were you snacking on? What was your snack of choice?
Beef jerky. And I had, like, Slim Jims, but they weren't, like, regular Slim Jims. They were, like, the zero sugar.
Oh, I don't
like
those.
Really, I didn't like them that much. The zero sugar beef jerky was way better. Like, the peppered beef jerky.
I've had those zero sugar, like, the Slim Jims, and they're... They're like the casing is like hard on them and they're like dry. Yeah, I don't like those.
I've never had a beef stick ever in my life.
There's
a leafy green.
Dude, there's so much cholesterol in beef sticks that you might as well go eat a Big Mac.
Like a Slim Jim is something you eat if you're like at a baseball game or you're the only thing you have is a gas station to get food from.
Yeah, literally.
It's the only time you'd want to eat that, really.
McNasty, before a couple years ago, I ate like dog shit. My diet was horrible. Yes, I've eaten a
whole... That's not a good thing to be eating.
All kinds... Okay. Well, it had protein, so I was cool with it.
Choice of words, my friend. Choice of words.
That took me a minute. I was like, what does he mean that's not a good thing?
Like, 2 years ago, I used to just eat dog shit all the time. Yeah,
I just ate fucking feces every day.
I don't even have a dog. I had to get it from my neighbor.
Your neighbor just wakes up in the morning and comes out with a cup of coffee. You're just like
I'm just
kicking
out there
doctors off their lawn.
Martin!
You're putting it on like a plate. Like,
yeah, dude's just in a bathrobe, newspaper rolled up under his arm, just grabbing dog shit.
I show up at his front door with a pitcher. Do you have a cup of dog shit I could have today, sure?
A cup of
dog shit laying around?
I think the fucking stupidest thing that involved dog shit that I did, like, when we were a kid, one of my friends moved into a new house, and the previous owners had a huge fucking dog that just shit everywhere in the yard, and they didn't clean it before they moved. So we just went in the backyard, and their parents were like, can you just clean it up and, like, put it either in the garden so it, like, acts as fertilizer or throw it in a bag? And we just said, nah, that's way too much work. So we just flung it over the neighbor's fence onto their trampoline. Like, when you're a kid, you just, like, don't think that that's that big of a deal. And then the next day, the neighbors came over to his house and were just, like, fuming, pissed off, just, like, losing their shit on them already after a day. So we just threw dog shit in their kid's trampoline.
I would never
so
want to live in a
bad
neighborhood. Neighborhoods, it has such a good connotation to it. Like, oh, yeah, a nice neighborhood. Dude, fuck neighborhoods.
I mean, I feel super lucky. Because I hear so many people have, like, nightmare neighbors. My neighbors have always been fucking fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, my car is pretty loud, which normally, you know, you'd have a neighbor that's, like, fucking gets pissed off every time you start it up or do anything. Like, the neighbor next to me has, like, a super loud fucking Dodge Viper. The old dude in front of me has, like, an old-ass, like, Mustang. So, like, everyone has loud shit, and, like, they all come out. I don't know. They'll, like, invite us to parties and stuff. They'll bring food over randomly. Like, they're just fucking sick.
Then that's actually nice.
My old neighbor that died, I was super sad when he passed away. But he was, like, this really old black dude. And he had the sickest basement ever. He was into collecting trains, like, train models. And his whole basement was just, like, train tracks. And they would just, like, zoom around. It was so fucking sick.
My next-door neighbor has a literal monster truck, like what you'd see on television.
I'm not surprised.
And it is taller than his garage, so he has to leave it out in his driveway all the time.
Oh, my God.
And this bitch, when he drives this thing up the street, everything in my room shakes. It is so loud, it's unreal. So, like,
all right, my neighbors aren't that bad with their shit.
It's the only
your monitor doesn't fall when he drives by.
Well, why do you think I have bricks here? It all comes full circle.
You gotta fortify your fucking room. Yeah, the
you
monster
really
truck
do
going down the street.
You really do. And this dude drive. I'm glad I don't need to, like, I'm not trying to, like, sleep at like 6 a.m. That's usually when I lay down to go to bed. Because this dude drives that thing up the street at 6 a.m. every day without fail. I don't know where he goes with it. I don't know what he does. If he's, like, running
going
over
to Hardee's. Going to get him a chicken biscuit.
Yeah. But yeah,
at a man's breakfast.
Other than that, neighborhood's fine.
I'm going to a full ribeye steak at 7 a.m.
I don't know how people eat steak and eggs. Do you guys ever eat that?
No. Not that combo.
I don't like the feeling of eating steak
in the carnivore. But yeah, it's not great. Like that carnivore diet that I was doing, dude, I got so sick of steak.
Yeah.
It was like one of my favorite meals, and then it just turned into like my least
chore to eat it.
Yeah. And I got so sick of cooking, dude. Fuck cooking.
Yeah, when you're on a diet that requires you to eat like pretty much the same thing almost like every meal,
it makes you you're gonna get burnt
out very easily.
When I was a kid, I used to love salami. That was like the thing to have, like that was really rare, and when you had it, it was really good. And then when I went on keto, like all I would fucking eat is salami. And then now I just like whenever I think about salami, it kind of makes me gag.
Yeah,
like,
well, salami isn't like a good meat for you.
No,
I'm pretty sure.
It's like super greasy. Yeah, it's like mystery meat.
Yeah, when I first did keto, I was doing it like really badly. I was just like, I didn't care how much sodium I was getting into my body. I was just like, as long as there's no carbs in it, I can eat it.
Keto in general is not really a good idea.
Yeah, I feel like for me, just like any diet that makes you eat a certain thing was just not for me. I was just like, eat whatever I want, but just count calories and make sure you're not doing anything.
Keto is good if you do it the right way. Because the thing about keto is, like, a lot of people...
It's so temporary. Nobody wants to go their whole life without eating a piece of bread again.
Right, that's the problem, is when as soon as you come off keto, you're going to want to binge those carbs that you've been missing. You're just going to put your weight back on. That's the problem with keto.
That's
vegan straight edge.
That's called having willpower. If you have the willpower to just...
Well, if you have to do keto, you probably don't have willpower. Otherwise, you just eat less of normal food.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
So basically, what the benefit of keto is when you're on keto, like a lot of people see keto as like, oh, you're just like, all you're doing is eating meat and you're getting a lot of sodium and cholesterol. Well, the thing is, when you're on keto and you're not getting like complex carbs, your liver does not have to work nearly as hard. So it's your liver can work more towards processing those like salts and stuff. That's really the benefit of keto.
But you also like, go a lot insane, of the time, so
if you have like fatty liver or like liver issues, that like it's better for you to not eat like carbs like at all, or like complex carbs like bread and, you know, cookies and shit. Like eating
but
carbs
bread
are, like,
and
vegetables.
Cookies are the best things, bro.
Yeah.
Well, like, yeah, but I'm saying it's like those are what's worst on your livers. Like complex carbs are not good on your liver, especially in like high quantities.
What was that?
How are we talking about this when you're talking about eating shit like 5 minutes ago?
Dude,
we really are something.
We're the Goons podcast. That's what the Goons is.
Hell yeah.
We literally have a podcast with poop and cheese.
We can talk about shit.
This is poop and meat.
We could talk about shit, but also give like nutrition advice at the same time. Somehow.
Yeah,
we are a dynamic bunch.
We would be really good parents.
No, we wouldn't.
Yeah,
none of us would be good parents.
Don't eat dog shit for 14 years and then switch over to complex carbs.
You know what's actually the most bizarre thing? This is actually a conversation I had with someone very recently about, like, out of the Goons, who would be the best parent. And I actually somehow landed on Soup.
Hey!
Like, I feel like McNasty would just hand it a guitar and a meatball and just tell it to go away for an hour.
The reason I would be the worst parent is because I just absolutely fucking hate kids.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah, same. I'm never having a kid, ever.
Yeah.
I would use my kid for views.
What?
I mean, that's not terrible.
Are you going to be like Kyle's toy review or something? What do you mean?
I'm going to throw my kid in the room. I'm going to throw my kid in the room, give him a camera and toys, and just say, upload this now.
He has to do all the work.
New channel.
Make sure you edit well and subtitle it, you fucking idiot.
I'll give you some dinner tonight if you work on this video.
Yeah, I'll let you eat all the drywall you want.
You got to be as dumb as daddy. Eat your drywall.
I am more of a, like, dog. I would much rather have a dog than a...
You're more like a dog.
Feed your kid dog.
I am more like a dog.
You'd much rather have something you can just throw food and water into a fucking bowl and leave it alone.
And let it sit in your bed and fart on it for, like, 25 Snapchats in a row. This dude at 4 a.m.
McNasty wouldn't need an abortion. He could just fucking
fart.
I got
food poisoning that night. Fuck you.
No. We're talking about this. This dude sent us 25 snaps of him ripping, not just like little boop, like on his dog. It was like...
Yeah, like literally
sounded like the lifted
truck next to Dew's house driving
by. If I ever had to prove myself that it wasn't on the dog, I have a couple videos saved.
It was like that, straight on his dog.
So what's happening is I'm laying on my side under the blanket. My dog is laying in front of me outside of the blanket. My ass is the opposite direction under the blanket.
We don't know that it's under the blanket.
That's true. Even if that's
you
true.
You were lifting your leg, though. Gas can go through a blanket.
Yeah, gas can go through. She was laying in front of me.
You were putting your fucking dog in a Dutch
She was
oven.
Laying in front of me outside of the blanket. She wasn't under the blanket. You can clearly see her in the video. That's why you know there was a dog there.
All right, tweet it out then. Tweet out the video.
Tweet out the video. See what PETA does. Yeah. See what PETA does.
Everyone tag PETA.
I can't. PETA blocked me because I replied to one of their tweets with a picture of a hot dog. So everyone else but me.
I thought you were going to say they blocked you because of the cheese dog.
No, they tweeted something really fucking stupid. Or they're just like, thinking of barbecuing this week? Why not barbecue one of these? And it was just like the nastiest looking mushroom burger I've ever seen. Which, mushroom burgers fucking slap. But they somehow found this nasty ass piece of shit. So I just replied with hot dog photo.
Would you guys ever go vegetarian?
No.
Or vegan?
I've thought about it.
I tried vegetarian for a little bit. But it's just not for me. Like, I don't know.
It is really, really good for you to be, like...
There is certain aspects that are great for you. And, like, people always say, like, ooh, protein. But, like, you can get proteins from fucking almonds. Like, you don't need to eat red meat. But just, like, I don't know. Just overall, I just personally enjoyed eating red meat more.
So I've thought about getting rid of red meat altogether.
Well, I barely eat any red meat. I just eat chicken, as you know. Yeah. I'm always eating chicken. So.
Red meat's the worst for you. Like, that's the one meat that, like, can cause, like, colon cancer.
Colon cancer, time. Yeah!
Yes, sir. Higher cholesterol,
two steaks
heart
a day.
Disease. Yeah.
Cholesterol, a lot of fat and red meat. Yeah.
All the best things.
Yeah, I just honestly thought about just, like, literally almost trying to be a vegetarian, but eating, like, chicken and fish.
I'm here just, for like, a good time, not a long time.
Yep, dude, retweet. Let's go get a big old ribeye.
Let's go get a steak right now.
Could you imagine getting colon cancer, though? And you would have to walk around with a fucking bag attached to your stomach that you just shit into?
Oh, yeah, we'd have to go to work every day with
your butthole just doesn't work anymore? Yeah. I'd rather die than get colon cancer.
Well, I mean, your asshole, dude. I would rather die than get colon cancer if I had your ass.
Yeah.
The way you fart, dude, god damn.
You'd literally
blew a kidney out your ass. I did that on Snapchat. I had food poisoning that night.
It doesn't matter. Why'd you take your food poisoning out on your dog?
We watched a full-length McNasty-produced documentary.
I was trying to impress you guys.
Ass ripping.
That's what I had to wake up to, because I was asleep when he sent it. I woke up and I was greeted with shit.
That was the last thing I saw before I went to bed.
I have 20 Snapchats from McNasty.
Yeah, I wanted to show you guys something that was cool.
That wasn't cool.
That's animal abuse.
I just sat there wondering what the fuck I'm doing with my life.
Hashtag McNasty farts on his dog. Hashtag
McNasty farts on his dog. Get it trending.
All right, I'll just delete this fucking recording, then we'll do another one tomorrow.
Nope.
No, you must pay for your crimes against Millie.
Dog.
Hey, guys, tomorrow is my birthday.
Well, tomorrow is also my birthday.
I've literally seen Millie take a shit on the floor, turn around, and eat it fresh.
Yeah, so my dog used to do that
all
the time.
Is nothing to her.
She takes after her papa.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. She's probably conditioned to do that. By you, fart
dogs
face.
Probably held her own
dogs
shit.
Dogs are
up
disgusting
treat.
Creatures. I'll tell you that right
they
now.
Really are.
Sore McNasties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sore Canadians.
No. Anyway, Soup, what are you doing for your birthday tomorrow?
Fucking nothing.
Nice, I got it.
Everyone wish Soup a happy birthday in the comments and tell him.
And no, tell fuck Matt.
Just Soup. Just Soup.
Yeah, no, just Soup. It's not like we have the same birthday. No, just Soup.
Give one reason why you think Soup is cute in the comment section.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then give one reason why you hate Blark in the comment section.
Oh, boy, there's going to be a lot of comments for that.
Oh, what? Like, I have to stop at one? I have so many.
Yeah. What do you mean? Only one? There's already those comments on regular
be
videos.
Nice. Say one nice thing about me.
Yeah, wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Blark. Yeah, we're still like...
McNasty and I will now sing you happy birthday.
I would love for you guys to sing us both happy
birthday
right now.
One, two...
No, play it on piano. Three.
Let's harmonize. You go high octave, I'll go low.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Super Blog. Happy birthday to you.
the Special Olympics.
Special Olympics starts with a happy birthday song. It's like the Applebee's ever where it's a happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday.
Well, it's because regular happy birthday is copyrighted.
Yeah, by Michael Jackson. That's why they never sing it in movies. Yeah, is it? Dude, Michael Jackson, I'm pretty sure, owns the original happy birthday.
What we just sang is owned by Michael Jackson?
Yeah, let me... no way. Does Michael Jackson own happy birthday?
I know somebody owns happy birthday.
Wait, no, apparently they...
I thought
they
that was free, like, what's it called?
Domain? No.
Yeah.
No, it's absolutely not.
Oh.
Damn, that's fucked.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but who cares? We'll put it in.
This podcast ain't going to get hit anyway. Yeah. I don't know. Sony knows I'm on here, so they might watch.
I don't even know if you were, like, a registerable, like, key. Yeah. Like, you were just, there, you just sounded like a bird trying to get piped.
Like, a mixture of
ours
together, too, and, like, the change of, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know where you were going. You were going way too high at some points.
McNasty McNasty vaguely hummed the Halo theme once, and I got hit for it, so who freaking knows at this point?
I love this platform. What a fantastic place to make a
career. Apparently, Warner Chappell...
Sorry, I just got flashbacks.
The company has agreed to pay back $14 million to those who have paid licensing fees to use the song.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh,
for the happy birthday song.
So we can sing? So wait, does that mean they're going to pay us?
A judge just recently deemed it as public domain, actually.
Okay, cool.
That wasn't that long ago.
All right, Pog.
Oh, no, it was in 2016. They finally deemed it as a public song, like public
domain. Yay, we can sing happy birthday. All right,
get
now.
Shat on, Warner.
All right, again from the top.
I heard Michael Jackson owned it. Maybe that's not true. That could be false, but yeah.
I feel like a lot of things.
I think he just sang it to a lot of little kids that he had in his, you know, his dungeon. I think that's what you're getting confused.
Oh, anywho,
we get sued for slander. The podcast on Michael Jackson.
He's dead. I can't slander.
Little bit of defamation.
Defamation. What's the definition of defamation?
Defamation.
And the
one
podcast,
who defamates.
Please.
All right, Michael Jackson was a predator. And justice for happy birthday. Ending topic on the podcast.
Justice
on
a for Google happy podcast. Birthday.
Like, comment, subscribe. Leave us some topics in the comments so we can have more shit to talk about. And check us out on Twitter at GoonsPC. What's the Instagram handle? Is it the same thing?
GoonsPC. Who really cares? You'll find us. Just look
go
at
follow
us.
Our shit or something. Who fucking cares? Look, if you've listened this far in the podcast, go comment onion.
Michael Jackson definitely kept kids in the floorboards of his house.
Yeah, download this on Spotify, too.